time for the Ramon Experience live on Max Radio. Hopefully I didn't start talking too early. Sometimes it's behind the time here. Anyway, we're doing, since it's the Heathen 16th anniversary, June the 11th, 2002, guess what? That was also the Roseland Show, Heathen, with all of Lowe and all of Heathen. And it was Jack Shell's first show, and he first posted about it and said how great it was and what a great gift we had with all of Lowe. So he's all excited. And we sadly lost him this past, 2 days ago, the 10th. And his longtime partner posted, John Kaczynski. Kazanjian. After 35 years, the Jack and John show has come to a shockingly abrupt end on May 19th. Jack was taken to the ER where he was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer. Jack Shell transcended to the higher dimensions at 9:10 a.m. this morning, June 10th. We have already received confirmations from two of our gifted friends that Jack said, "It's blissful. Please tell John it's wonderful." There will be no memorial service. Rather, Jack has touched so many people in so many different ways that we request you post your remembrances and photos of your time with Jack. And that's what people have done on his Facebook and otherwise, including Diane, who was heartbroken as well. And I first saw the news on her timeline on Facebook. And also, Earl Slick worked with him, so we're going to have a bit of his music. He was the sound weaver, and I knew him since MySpace days, so we're going to have a bit of his brain music, which I always used to kid him about, too, and things that he sent me, including he was also on BowieNet and did the BowieNet mashup contest. So we're going to miss him greatly because he was a great positive force in the universe, and those kind of people we are going to miss the most. I can't believe he's gone already. Is Wherever You Go, and I'd like to go with him. Sometimes my mic's not working or something. Some funky stuff going on. He's Jack messing with me. No, we're going to have all kinds of Jack Shell music throughout the show. So look out for that. And we're probably even going to take a Roseland 2002 break, which was an exciting time for many of us, going to see David Bowie and all of Heathen and all of I'm not sure we're going to get to the last couple of songs, though, but because I want to get to some more things from Jack. Time, also from Library One, one of the CDs he sent me. And, you know, Jack also worked with other musicians and did all kinds of soundscapes and brain music and keyboards and synths. It also got them to think outside the box and push the envelope and use music in a different way and also for meditation. So he was a bit of a keyboard warrior and worked with Jill Draco and all sorts of people. And so also I should tell you to check him out on Facebook. Look for Jack Schell, S-C-H-E-L-L. And Jack Schell, the Sound Weaver, has got a page on there. And he's also on SoundCloud and at thesoundweaver.com. And I think he's still on CD Baby, too. Of course, my history goes back with him way further. I kind of, like, grew apart. I didn't talk to him very much in later years. But he was always a sunny, happy, fun guy. And that's what I'll miss the most, because he was always good to talk to and always made you laugh and have fun. Even Earl Slick said that, but basically. So, we'll get to that later. So I don't know if we're going to get to see him this week. And Melanie, Donna Kitty, and Dave Pierce. And maybe Sarah the Searcher. From the old days. Searcher on Bowiegat. She was there on Friday with Melanie, and it was ladies' night, and I want to thank them very much. That was too much fun on Friday. And Andrew in the Ram chat. And maybe Wendy Wu, George. We're still looking for Gabby. And I'm Bowie Net, Sleepyhead, NP, Jez Anka, maybe Paul Crisp, Blue Blue, Gene Baker, maybe the Naz, Justin Emery, and of course, Diane Zielinski. We're glad if she can join us today. And if not, you got three encores this week. I'll tell you about that, too.
Now, here comes the music.
Octolita. We're gonna go slipping and sliding with Jack Schell and a couple of things, including his Bowie Net mashup entry, Bring Me the West Coast King, before we get to his favorite Bowie, and also you can understand why, because it's Roseland 2002 in the Heathen Era with Olive Lowe and keyboards and whatnot. Celebrating the life of Jack Schell today from the Red Experience. Thank you. Monica Jacko, Jack Shell. And he's also doing, like, jazzy things in this way, as a keyboard warrior in a sense, and rock and roll, and all sorts of genres, by the way. It has a kind of a different, you know, viewpoint about this kind of music, too, in a sense. And I think you'll see it, too, in his Bowie mashup that he entered for the Bowie Net mashup contest, by the way. Back in the day. God, that was a long time ago. I can't even remember how far. I have to look on the dates. And here he is. Bring me the West Coast King, Jack Shell. I think of him as my big son out on the West Coast all the time because he's such a sunny, he was such a sunny, funny, happy chap. He certainly is, and we're going to Roseland in June the 11th, 2002. What a time that was. And it was also when Heathen was released, the album, and I've got a photo album of all that time. And Heathen in the Doorway, Amen and Ramona at Virgin Records, I guess. Yeah, it was that. In Times Square, in front of the big Heathen display in New York City. And David Bowie comes out, and here we go. And also, if you are on the West Coast, and you can't hear the show today, you can on Wednesday. 8 p.m. is the next one, Pacific.
Wow. Let's take things nice and easy, because it'll be a fairly long show. Is that all right with you? Mike Carson on keyboards. Sterling Campbell on drums and bass. Earl Slick on guitar. Mark Flatty on guitar.
Gail Ann Dorsey on bass guitar.
Stanley Joyner. Catherine Russell on keyboards and vocals. Who comes well with it?
And also on guitar, Jerry Leonard at the far end. Two new people to our band. In 1976 or thereabouts, I presented an album to my then record company, RCA. And they sent me a telegram back and said, if we give you the money, would you please go to Philadelphia and redo Young Americans? You don't want this thing you've given us. So I've had to re-represent that album again 25 years later. And it's first of two albums that we're doing. One term ago. First album is called Low.
There you go, trying to get rejected from the record company. Because Low, they wouldn't have Low, they wanted another Young Americans. No, we're going right to Speed of Life, live in 2002, in Jack Shell's first show, where he said he had such a great time. My first Bowie show, all of Low was a great gift. So here we go. We'll be right back. you listen real hard, you might hear Gnome Gal, who was there. Welcome, Gnome Gal. It's on my Twitter, telling me tuned in. Andrew, I think, got knocked out of chat. But the Rhinestone Cowboys in there. We might have another Rhinestone Cowboy surprise later. We are airing the 16th anniversary of David Bowie's Heathen and Roselyn 2002 show, which was the same date as the Heathen release date. And for Jack Shell, in memory of our good friend Jack Shell from BowieNet, MySpace, and more. Sound Vision.
I've lived all over the world. I've lived
Jackalope is digging it over on BowieNet. And Stardusters 2003 has joined us in the Ram Chat. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. And he's all happy that there is a chat because she just noticed, or they just noticed, that the BowieNet chat is no more. Well, we got you covered, kinda, thanks to Phil of LG73 Max Radio. When you can use Ram Chat, then just go to maxradio.ca and click the Ram Chat tab, put in a name, and click Start button, and you're in. All right, we got more from June the 11th, 2002, Roseland, and it's the brain music of David Bowie, appreciated by the brainy music of Jack Shell, the Sound Weaver, who we're also celebrating today, as we lost him sadly 2 days ago. He's a good friend and a Bowie netter. We are in the middle of our low period at Roseland 2002, because it's also the anniversary of such things 16 years ago and the release of Heathen album. And there's somebody else from BowieNet in the Ram Chat. Welcome. You can use Ram Chat, you know, whenever. And I'm glad you could tune in with us. And we're also celebrating Jack Shell. Here's Art Decay from Roseland. What a time. I still got my... They're not backstage passes, but they had these things with the lariat thingy, lanyard thingies, and a Heathen tag. We got two of those. Somewhere I got those. And, of course, I got the poster, which I like the first Roseland BowieNet show poster better, X-ray poster. And I'm sure we got T-shirts from then, too. Weaving Wall and David Bowie's Low Period. We've got a few Jack Shell interruptions coming up as well. We're just going to float us around. It kind of fits with the theme of love.
there's one last concluding piece to Love, and it's called The Subterraneans. After this, we'll take a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back and we'll give you the first preview anywhere of Live, anyway, of Healing.
Talking during Bowie's low era. Alright, this wasn't in my area. People weren't talking. But I did wait, what, like 12 hours in the queue so I could get up front because I had bad feet and I have to, like, lean up against the railing. So, I was up front. But I couldn't get my good camera in. I had to take the throwaway camera in. And I have pictures on my Facebook. Check it out. I just posted a link to it anyway. And that's pretty cool. What a cool time that was in Roseland 2002. And then what? A few days later, or a couple, like less than 2 weeks later, we were off to see Meltdown. David Bowie at Meltdown in 2002. And then Austin, Belgium. See Beach Rock Festival. We should air that sometime too, but it's another 2002 show. And this one's actually better recording. And Gnome Gal was there, and a bunch of Bowie netters. So they should tune in, because it's good recording. Thanks to Marcel, my Dutch friend.
see you the time next time.